Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Scale the Universal Laws of Life and Death in Organisms, Cities and Companies is a nonfiction science book by theoretical physicist Jeffrey West. It examines one of the most ambitious ideas in complexity science that many apparently different systems, from cells and animals to cities and corporations, obey similar scaling rules when measured mathematically. West uses biological, urban, and economic examples to show how size shapes metabolism, growth, innovation, infrastructure, and mortality. The book is not a general business guide or popular biology primer. It is an analytical explanation of how universal patterns emerge from networks, fractal geometry, and the constraints of growth. Its purpose is to reveal why larger organisms tend to live differently from smaller ones, why cities behave unlike animals, and why companies often face similar life cycle pressures. The result is a cross-disciplinary framework that connects physics, biology, urban studies, and organizational behavior through a single lens of scaling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, universal scaling laws as a common framework for very different systems. The central argument of the book is that size is not just a descriptive feature, but a governing variable. West shows that when biological and social systems are plotted on logarithmic scales, many seemingly complex relationships become regular and predictable. This matters because it reframes growth from a vague expansion process into a measurable pattern with constraints and consequences. Instead of treating organisms, cities, and companies as unrelated categories, the book argues that they can be studied through shared mathematical relationships. That idea is important because it challenges the assumption that complexity means unpredictability. West does not claim that everything is identical, but that many systems exhibit recurring scaling patterns that can be described with a common scientific language. The result is a more unified way of thinking about life, development, and organization across scales. Secondly, why larger organisms use energy differently and age more slowly. A major part of the book focuses on biological scaling, especially how metabolism, growth, and lifespan change with body size. West explains that larger animals do not simply become bigger versions of smaller ones. Their internal resource networks impose strict limits and efficiencies. Circulatory systems and other distribution networks are built on branching, fractal-like structures that must deliver oxygen and nutrients throughout the body. Because of this architecture, bigger animals tend to have slower heart rates, lower mass-specific metabolic rates, and longer lifespans. The book uses these patterns to explain why life proceeds at different tempos across species and why certain biological traits can be predicted from body mass. This is not presented as a mere curiosity. It is the basis for understanding aging as a physical and systemic phenomenon rather than only a genetic one. The broader implication is that biology is shaped by deep structural constraints, not just by isolated evolutionary stories. Thirdly, cities grow by amplification, not by biological aging. West treats cities as a crucial contrast to organisms. Unlike animals, cities do not age in a fixed biological sense and generally continue to grow as long as they remain socially and economically viable. The book argues that this difference comes from the nature of urban networks and human interaction. Infrastructure such as roads, power lines, and water systems tends to scale sublinearly, meaning larger cities require less infrastructure per person than smaller ones. At the same time, outputs generated by social interaction, such as wealth, innovation, wages, and crime, scale superlinearly, increasing faster than population. This double pattern helps explain why cities become more efficient and more productive as they expand, but also more intense and complex. West uses this to show that urban growth is not simply a matter of physical expansion. It is a network phenomenon in which density and interaction create both advantages and pressures. The city becomes a model of accelerated social life rather than a metaphorical organism. Fourthly, companies follow scaling pressures that help explain growth and failure. The book extends scaling theory to corporations, arguing that firms also obey structural laws that influence performance and longevity. West suggests that companies, like organisms and cities, are constrained by internal networks, but their scale dynamics differ from those of biological systems because they are embedded in markets, competition, and organizational decision-making. Larger companies often become more efficient in some respects, needing proportionally less of certain inputs as they grow. Yet they also face growing complexity, bureaucracy, and vulnerability to disruption. This helps explain why many firms do not survive indefinitely and why growth alone does not guarantee durability. The corporate section of the book is especially valuable because it connects abstract theory to practical organizational questions without reducing the analysis to simple management advice. Instead, it presents company life cycles as part of a broader pattern in which size changes the rules of operation. That makes the book relevant to readers interested in business strategy, but from a scientific rather than motivational perspective. Lastly, the book's scientific power and its limits in practical application. One reason Scale stands out is that it brings a highly technical scientific framework into accessible prose for a general audience. West writes for readers who may not have a physics background, and the book relies more on explanation and analogy than on formal mathematics. That makes the ideas widely readable, but it also means some claims remain interpretive rather than directly operational. Readers looking for immediate policy prescriptions or step-by-step business tactics may find the book more conceptual than practical. Its strongest value lies in showing how to think about systems, not in offering a manual for controlling them. This is both a strength and a limitation. The strength is intellectual range. The book connects metabolism, urbanization, innovation, sustainability, and organizational life in one framework. The limitation is that broad scaling laws can sometimes flatten important differences between cases. Even so, the book remains significant because it offers a rare attempt to unify natural and human systems under a single explanatory model, encouraging readers to see structure where they might otherwise see only complexity. In conclusion, Scale is best suited for readers interested in complexity science, biology, urban theory, economics, and organizational behavior. It will be especially rewarding for those who want a serious intellectual challenge, rather than a quick popular science overview. The main benefit of the book is that it provides a disciplined way to interpret how size shapes behavior across very different systems. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why organisms age, why cities become more productive as they expand, and why companies often face structural limits as they grow. Its practical value lies less in direct application than in improving judgment about scale, efficiency, and sustainability. Compared with many books in science or business, it stands out because it does not isolate one domain. Instead, it argues for a shared logic underlying life, infrastructure, and institutions. That cross-disciplinary ambition is what makes it distinctive. Even when readers disagree with some of its extensions, the book offers a memorable and rigorous framework that changes how large systems are seen and compared. If you would like to support Jeffrey West, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.